Superior Mayor Jim Payne is asking the council to create the commission. He plans to appoint 4 people to serve on it. Payne says the goal of the group is to address and discuss inequities and barriers for people of color in the community.
There have been actual incidents, very serious incidents where justice was outright violated for people here in Superior. And so we decided it was time to have people of color in a position to create actual policy to address these issues.
Kim Young is one of the 4 who would be appointed to serve on the commission. She says some of the barriers people of color face in Superior include a lack of diversity in hiring.
Superior is still very much a segregated town. I mean, when you look at the fact that we have such a high turnover rate of people of color in this town, they don't want to stay here because there's no job opportunities, there's no housing opportunities, they don't feel like they have community or system support in this community.
Stefan Weatherspoon would also be appointed to serve on the commission. He agrees the city needs to focus more on diversity in hiring. He says that includes hiring people of color, women, and people from the LGBTQ community.
Let's start from the bottom up. And the bottom is, you know, we have to be, you know, recognized and validated before any work can happen. You know, people need to know that we have just as much skills and knowledge and all that as much as anybody else. And so, you know, we need to be brought to the table. We want to be on the table and not on the menu.
Mayor Payne hopes the commission will receive unanimous support. He says he'd like the group to set the mission and vision for what the commission will accomplish. But Superior's mayor says he'd like the group to review barriers for people of color in city government, police and community relations, and police and fire training. Olivia Shalabi, Wisconsin Public Radio.